Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Friday, August 26, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Chris, Bob, and Steve, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
All right. Today, we're just going to jump into our main topic, and it's going to be pretty generic. We're going to talk about our recent trips to Walt Disney World Resort. So this will be our August trip report. So let's go ahead and get started. Steve, you want to get us going?
Sure, I'll kick it off. Bob was there, Lauren was there. Bob was there for part of the time. Lauren and Chris and myself, and then Lisa was there also for part of the time on vacation. So we spent basically almost 5 days and some of us more at Disney World. We started out at the Yacht Club Resort, and that was my first time staying there. I know Bob's been before, and it was nice. I always stay at the Beach Club over at when we do DVC points, and it was nice to actually stay at the Yacht Club. The room was nice, the view was nice. We had really good service. I mean, I got off the Magical Express bus, and someone greeted me at the bus and walked me to the front desk and checked me in. And so, from like the first time I stepped off, all the way up to the room, it was great.
I'm going to jump in right there because I experienced something kind of similar. We checked in at the Beach Club, and Melissa at the front desk, she recognized me from our stay in December. And she's like, I remember, and you did this and this. I said, yeah, that was us. And she actually remembered us, so I was very impressed. I like that little special touch.
I've had that happen there with a manager, and she remembered Donna and I from a year ago.
But that's because of your letters.
Yeah.
Yes, because they have a file on me. That's true.
Yes. You know,
they've actually got you with some sort of tracking device, and when you walk in the doors,
you step foot.
Alarm bells go off in the back.
Get the file.
Yeah. Bob's back.
It was interesting, though. I mean, because she stopped me in the hallway and she said, I remember you. And I had no idea who she was.
Your picture's in the back room.
Be on the lookout for Bob.
So they are very, very friendly there. And I don't know. I mean, now that you stayed at both Yacht Club and Beach Club, do you have a preference? Because I know that's a kind of a hot debate between, you know, people.
See, and when I've stayed at the Beach Club, I've stayed at the Villas, so it's probably not fair because, you know, then I get a studio, or if we can and have enough points, we'll get a one bedroom. And I still like the Beach Club.
I think our days at the studio are over.
Yeah, we did. Lisa stayed in a studio at the Beach Club this time, and it's hard now with two kids and the sofa that turns into a bed and a crib and all of that in that room. But we managed. But I still like the Beach Club, I think, a little better. It's got more shopping. I forgot that shop was even at the Yacht Club, because I started walking around and like, oh, look, there's like a clothing store / gift shop over here. It's kind of hidden all the way down at the end. So I'm just used to the Beach Club, I guess.
I think Beach Club is nicer. I like the lobby better. I like the feel of Beach Club better. And honestly, I didn't really like my room that much at Yacht Club.
Oh, no, I did.
No, well, and our room had problems. Our room had a fan that didn't work. The tub was clogged. And it just felt like very like humid in there. Like you'd put your head on the pillow and it almost felt damp at night.
Oh, wow.
Why didn't you get a new room?
Yeah, what side were you on?
We were on this. We had a really great view, but we were on the far side. On the first floor.
We had a great room. I mean, it was cold in my room. Like, there was no humidity. We had a beautiful view. The beds were comfortable. I think personally, the Beach Club looks a little bit warmer. I've never stayed there. But well, it does look a little bit more homey, almost.
I didn't even get greeted when I got off the bus. In fact, when I got off the bus, they knocked me over and stole my lunch money. So made me sad.
Well, that might have set you off right from the beginning.
Yeah, that would happen.
Well, it's funny because I know a cast member who works part-time as a greeter at the Beach Club, and she affectionately calls the yacht club, as many people do, the dark side because of all the dark tones and the woods there. But you'll find that I think the beach club tends to appeal more towards families. It seems you find a lot more families with kids traveling on that side. So you go in there and there's, you know, kids running around and it's noisy and it's bustling and it's just a beehive of activity. And then you go over to the yacht club side and it's, you know, darker tones, it's more subdued.
Quiet.
They tend to attract business travelers.
Mm-hmm.
So it is much more quiet. Although, I actually kind of liked that because I didn't have to hear anyone's children screaming down the hallway.
Right. Well, and
there
I have to say, though,
a lot of kids there.
No, there really wasn't, actually.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't see that many kids.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah. Well, that's good to note then. That might be a good place for couples then too.
And yes, and you know, the yacht club has balconies in almost every single room, which is not something that you find at the beach club. So you know,
that was nice. I mean, the view and everything was really, really nice. I didn't really like the colors in the room. I thought that the decoration in general just looked a little tired. It wasn't worn or anything. It just was kind of blah.
I don't agree.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it there too. And
I liked
the rooms were recently remodeled, so.
Yeah, I just don't like it. It just didn't appeal to me. And you know, like, I prefer, like, Animal Kingdom Lodge or something like that, so.
Yeah, you have a whole different skew on.
Oh, yeah, Animal Kingdom's
like,
a lot, you know, the theming is a lot different.
Yeah.
It's a little more subtle.
I do have to say that I liked the lounge better in the yacht club than in the beach club because the bartender at the beach club was very mean.
He was mean to you?
Remember, he wouldn't find me a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Okay. I think I missed that part.
You were
with me. I just saw, you know, by then I was so sleepy. I just wanted some food.
Yeah, we did find you food.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's interesting. I mean, you've got these two connected resorts, but they are, you know, very
completely
distinct
different.
from one another.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's really a bad choice with either one.
Yeah, and the great thing is the reason I like them is because you can share the amenities between the two. You can go to the steakhouse, you can go get a sandwich and ice cream, you can go to Beaches and Cream, you've got the pool between them. There's just so much to do.
Yeah, the pool alone.
The pool is amazing.
Yeah, the pool was amazing. I didn't get a chance to go in it. I was really disappointed.
I have to say, though, I did get a chance to go to Beaches and Cream.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. I had never been. I was very excited. So I now know what a kitchen sink looks like.
Yeah, I didn't even go in there. It seemed like we were so rushed, you know?
it
was ridiculous. It was fun, but ridiculous. Okay, so we were down there for the agent education program, which is amazing. And it's like a 5-day program where you get to go down and Disney shows you the best of what they have. And it's incredible. And so Steve and Lauren and I were all on that.
I was just there on vacation.
Bob was
on vacation.
Yeah, Bob was there on vacation.
Bob was there to pretty up the place. So.
And Lisa was there on vacation. So we went over to Coronado Springs Resort. That was our first resort from the Yacht Club.
Oh, see, I did.
Lauren actually stayed there one night. So you stayed there one night before the AEP.
And I have to tell you, I've toured the Coronado before, and I had a different view on the Coronado from touring it and from staying there. And if I stayed there, I would highly recommend doing a preferred room. Because if you get stuck way out, you're going to hate Coronado. But if you
didn't
get one of the preferred rooms not far from the main area, like in the cabana area, it's really pretty there. They have a lot to offer.
Don't they have internal shuttles, though?
If you don't want to deal with it and you want to be close to the amenities and what's going on, get a preferred room and you'll be within walking distance of everything you need.
To me, it looked like a dressed-up Holiday Inn in the middle of Arizona. I was like, this is not a Disney resort.
I thought the opposite.
I like it.
I thought it was very well-themed. And
it's not my favorite moderate still, but I liked it.
I have an even lower opinion of Caribbean Beach, so I'll just stay out of this one.
I'm with you on Caribbean Beach.
No, you need to voice all your opinions.
I agree with Caribbean Beach. But yeah, I think Coronado's nice because it has a health club, which your moderates don't have, because it's a convention resort. Mm-hmm. So you've got a couple extra things like the health club. You've got a really good food court, the Pepper's Market.
Yeah, that was really good, the Pepper Market.
That's got really good options and is like the kind of like hidden gem for the dining plan because it's only a quick service. Then you've got the lounge. I've got Chris, pictures of Chris and Rick's lounge. So I'm going to have to post those with the podcast.
I do have to say one thing
with
about
the swinging chairs.
And they didn't even swing.
There's one thing I do want to note about the Pepper Market that we discovered the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit down at the tables and go up and get your food and do all that, when you leave a tip, you should know that there's already a 10% service charge added to your check. So make sure you're tipping accordingly to that because we wound up tipping 30%.
Wow.
Because we did not know that.
Wow.
So when you sit at the tables, you should note that because we discovered that the hard way.
But you know what? You made up for it in the bar.
We did make up for it.
You got all those free drinks.
We did, actually.
And I want to talk about that later when it comes to the dining plan because we went – well, I'll talk about it now. We were on the deluxe dining plan, and there's a lot to say about that and the whole food experience that we just had. But the one thing I wanted to point out, we are a party of –
five,
six, seven, eight, nine most of the time, either eight or nine.
Eight or more is automatic gratuity.
Six or more.
Six or more. I thought it was eight.
Six or more automatic gratuity. And some of the restaurants are going to automatically charge your room with that gratuity. And we didn't realize this until a couple meals in. And we did go back and check. It's not all of them. They don't all add it. So you need to watch for it when you're on a dining plan and you're a party of six or more. Always ask about gratuity, you know, just to be sure. Because it's one thing to you really don't want to end up paying, you know, some 35 or 40% total gratuity by accident. And the server may or may not tell you. They may think that, yeah, I deserve this, and they're going to keep it. Or they may be nice and point it out to you. But just look for it. It will say on the bottom of your receipt.
Gratuity included.
Well, not just gratuity, but it'll say, you know what, and I'll grab the receipt.
Now they have the suggested gratuity on the bottom, too. Like if you're not on the dining plan, they have the 18% would be this amount, 20% would be that amount for the people that I guess can't do math.
Right. And you know what? I'm not offended by that. And a lot of that is for people coming from abroad that, it's usually services included. And, you know, it's kind of pointing out it's not included here. You still have to tip. But I can handle that. I'm not offended by that. But just watch out. It says something about having a gratuity added to your master account or something.
Yeah, it's kind of vague. And then it has like, it says like room charge $18.36 or something.
Yeah. And it'll have the amount.
Yeah.
So just watch for that.
So anything else on Coronado Springs?
I have to say,
I don't get it.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I don't like the way it looks. It's just, if the buildings are not attractive, it looks
cheap.
They
are so attractive.
I disagree. I think the pool area is beautiful.
Yeah. Can I ask, how is that pool? I mean, it looks beautiful in pictures with the slide.
Oh, wait. Steve had some nice pictures of that pool.
It is really nice. I don't know. Did I post? I didn't post Coronado yet.
Yeah. That pool didn't do it for me either. It just looked like junky.
No, I think it's nice. Wow. I think it's nice.
The pool's nice, and there's like volleyball, and there's kids' activities, and there's a arcade and a bar and ping pong, and there's all kinds of stuff going on at that pool.
Now, a lot of people, I guess, have concerns. Well, this is a convention resort. I'm going to be overrun by, you know.
It was dead. They were at 35% capacity the night that we were there.
Really?
They were dead.
Wow.
It was nice.
Well, I
that's why that bar was empty, huh?
I think that's why the bar was empty, yeah. But we had a good time, just us.
I thought that little, you know, lounge area was kind of cute. That's the only part I thought was cute.
And you know what? It's comfortable to sit in, and they said they have DJs there. So I think it could be a pretty fun happening place.
I doubt that.
Oh, I don't know. think it could be. It was good. It was fun. I liked it there. I had a very enjoyable stay there.
And then we saw a suite. We saw a hospitality room.
Oh, yeah. That was, again, it looked like an extended stay kind of place.
I don't agree.
Sorry. Just didn't like it. Wanted to go in and like it, too, because I thought the bed linens looked really good in the pictures. Okay, and I was like, oh, yeah, that looks like a nice place. And then I get there, and I'm like, those sheets are like a very low thread count.
But you know what? The bed was really comfortable.
Was it really? I didn't get a chance to sit on it.
Yeah. It was not as comfortable as Yacht, but it was pretty comfortable.
I thought you weren't supposed to be sitting on these things.
Well, Lauren stayed there.
I slept in it.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, I took a nap.
Sorry. Well, I figured you were like bouncing up and down on the beds. And
you know what? I had a hard time. Every one of those rooms, I wanted to lay down on the bed while they were talking about the room. I'm like, go ahead. Just tell me all about it. I'll be right here.
I'm just going to take a nap.
All right, so let's move over to Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort.
Before we move over, though, you want to hear about the Maya Grill?
Oh, yeah.
So
that's the table service restaurant.
We ate dinner there, and I have to say, that was one of the best meals that I had that week. What did I have? I had the steak, the traditional steak, was it? I think it was the traditional ribeye steak. It was really, really good. I had it had little Yukon potatoes and fresh asparagus. It was so tender. It was delicious. And then we had mini chocolate mousse for dessert, which was also really good. I just thought the atmosphere was nice. The service was great. The food was great. So I highly recommend it. I think it's a little restaurant that people don't really pay much attention to. Off the beaten track. I think it's someplace that you can try on the dining plan and get a decent meal.
Yeah. And the atmosphere did look really nice when we walked through there.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty place. And the service there was great. Our waitress was phenomenal. She was very entertaining and funny and nice and, you know, informative.
I do think that it's really pretty. I like it.
All right. So let's move to Caribbean Beach. Caribbean Beach, we saw a pirate room, and we looked in on a regular standard room, which is a Nemo theme.
Well, I thought the pirate rooms were pretty cute. I mean, I know the beds aren't that comfortable because they're not like a real mattress and box springs, but they were cute. And if you wanted to kind of indulge your kids, that might be okay. Overall, I thought the grounds were really bad. I mean, when we were there, there were so many areas just where the grass wasn't, where it was gone.
Well, they were, I think from what, and I think
they're working on it.
Yeah, they're working on it because I think they had a hard freeze and they lost a bunch of stuff. Yeah. So they were ripping all the plants out.
But overall, I didn't care for that resort either. I will say, you know, I did like Port Orleans, so I'm not totally down on the moderates.
So what did you think about the pool area at Caribbean Beach, though?
The pool area?
So they had the pirate themed area
the
and
the
big
pool
dunking.
Area, but the pirate theme was cute.
It was cute. Yeah. I mean, I liked Caribbean Beach a little bit more than Coronado. So,
oh, really?
See, I like Coronado better.
I like Coronado better.
I don't like Coronado.
I'm just not a Caribbean Beach fan.
If the grass was back in there, I mean,
yeah, and that was being worked on. So that's
I felt like some of the buildings, and I don't know all the names of the buildings over there. I thought some were very pretty on the outside, and some were boring at Caribbean Beach. Overall, I just liked it better. But Disney really, one thing that Disney does that's kind of crazy anyways, their bedspreads are also incredibly loud. And that, you know, when we looked in the standard room and it was like, oh, you know, try some subtlety, you know.
But I'm not following. You have a problem with the bedspreads?
The bedspreads are just, the patterns are really loud. I like at least at Yacht Club,
themed.
They have this, I don't know. I just like a more subtle kind of.
One thing I will say for Caribbean Beach, much like I think probably Coronado, is a preferred room here would
absolutely
put you closer to the pool or to, you know, the central, you know, shopping and dining. Because it is a very large resort.
It's a huge resort.
You know, and if you don't have your own transportation, you know, a rental car. you know, it is a bit of a walk, or you're going to have to wait for the internal shuttles.
Especially when you have little ones.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but I've stayed there a couple times, and I never had a problem there. I mean, I really like it.
Yeah, I've stayed there. It's just not my favorite moderate.
Yeah, and from the people we talked to, a lot of people have been going there for years and years and years, and it's their favorite resort. So
that's what I noticed.
People love it. I think you either love it or hate it.
And I noticed that today because I had somebody who I had booked for, he traveled in April, and he called me today, and he's like, hey, we're going again. We want to stay at Caribbean Beach. And I'm like, oh, really? Well, have you stayed there before? And he's like, yeah, I love it. And I'm like, okay, I don't love it, but tell me why you like it. And he's like, well, we've been staying there for years, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, you know. And I realize that it's all very subjective, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why, again, I mean, going through all these resorts, Disney offers, you know, so many different themes, you know, because what one person may like, another person may hate, you know, but everybody should be able to find something.
Yeah, definitely. And as you'll hear, I really loved Port Orleans. So there's a moderate for everyone, even for Chris Wood.
Me too.
All right. But before we get to Port Orleans, so after that, we went to dinner and we went to the Loft at Norway.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
You have to say what the Loft is.
Chris, go into what the Loft is.
It's this mysterious place.
Nobody it is mysterious.
It's hidden, at least.
So it's backstage.
It took forever to get back there. I was really surprised. You know, we took the bus and it went around the back and it just was like, there's a lot going on back there. They wouldn't let us take pictures. They were like, okay, put your cameras away. No pictures. I was like, cool.
It's almost like being with the CIA.
It is.
And they have these huge barriers at the security gate. They have like these dump truck stopping metal barriers that raise out of the ground where the gates are that have like red flashing lights on them, and they have to lower them to let any cars
and then
in.
They were saying, oh, security's probably going to step on. And
yeah,
they didn't. They didn't. They wound up not. But I was like, "Oh wow, the president here."
But we went. We pulled around behind Norway, or actually, I guess we pulled around behind China, and then we went through a backstage door through China, and then into Norway, and then above the gift shops. It's kind of above the movie, I guess, or above the attraction.
There's no windows in there, which is a little disconcerting, and they have like this disco ceiling going on.
Yeah, the ceiling is a little weird.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I wouldn't want like to hold an event there, for example, that I really cared about. You know, like what we had was, I think, fine. But if you were like a bride or something getting married there, you might be a little disappointed in the surroundings.
Well, a bride, sure, but don't you think it was the space is fine for just a standard business function?
Absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And,
but
I think it's kind of cool to go somewhere for a meeting or for a luncheon or whatever. You're like going into this mystery room.
Yeah. No,
going
it was
through this
it was
door,
neat.
And you feel like you're like a celebrity.
Yeah, people were looking at us when we were walking up there. That was kind.
They were looking at us because we're weird.
Well, that's a whole different issue, though, Chris.
Yeah.
They're like, is that girl I stole my lunch money from?
Yeah, I forgot to give her a wedgie.
And a couple of drinks, too.
So you go upstairs. It's like three rooms. There's like one room that they have a bar set up in or an entryway, and then one room that had that you can have a buffet set up at, and then the final room where you can have tables and eating, and then they have a stage and projectors and stuff. So if you're doing a business meeting, you could hold it there. So it's set up for like a business function if you have a group. So that was fun. And then after that, we went over to the dessert party. And that was over kind of close to the UK and France. You know, there's a bridge right there, and then there's a section that's kind of leveled off in different tiers that goes down by the water. And they had that roped off for the dessert party. And you can see the boats that are underneath that bridge that are there for the fireworks party, where you can kind of rent those out. What'd you guys think of the dessert party?
I thought the dessert party was good. I thought some of the desserts were kind of not so great, but I thought overall the food was good. The beverages they had were good. So I thought it was worth it. Like, if you were going to have a birthday party or some sort of event, it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
And it feels kind of neat to be down there and you get a great view of Illuminations, even if you're like me and you're not a big fan.
And nobody can be standing on top of you, which I like.
No.
Like, the, all those people that were up above us were dying to come down and stand right on top of us. You know what I mean? Like, you know how whenever you're standing,
you know, I didn't even look up there.
Around.
I should have looked up and sort of enjoyed the moment.
I'll send you a picture. I took a picture.
That's too funny. Yeah, I didn't even look. I was just like, you know, I was like honing in on the food. So,
yeah. And the only thing I didn't like, and I think it was just because of our timing, because we were all running behind, is we got there like when Illuminations, when the lights had already been dimmed all around the lake. So it was almost impossible to see the dessert table because it was already dark. And they had these little glowing cubes on all the tables that just didn't put it off enough light. But if it was a standard dessert party and you got there, you know, when it started, you wouldn't run into that issue.
Yeah, and for the price, and I remember they were telling us basically what it cost. I think it's worth it. If you have a big family group or something, that'd be a great thing to do.
I would like to try the one in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
I think spending the money on the privilege and the exclusivity, if that's a word, I think that is good. I mean, the desserts, when you book this, your money's not going just to desserts. You're doing it for the space and the experience. And desserts and drinks just seem to be a little bonus.
Take a step back. The desserts are not a bonus. Come on.
Well, I'm saying they're not the entire.
You know, I see what you mean. No, but I totally see what you mean, because frankly, there's plenty of desserts in Epcot, and there are better desserts in Epcot. So the desserts kind of are just a bonus.
Right. It's
I don't know, but the mini
you
desserts.
Look at this and you're going to pay $25 to $35 a person for this, and that could be before your tax and gratuity. Right. And you're thinking, you want me to pay that much for desserts? I don't care how many I can eat. $30, there's no way this is worth $30 for desserts. But it's not just desserts that you're paying for. You are paying for that space and the experience.
And I would say that the desserts were good. A couple of them weren't so great, but overall they were pretty good.
I think there were a couple of good ones. And they have fresh fruit, and they've got the coffee and the tea and the cocoa.
Yeah, the coffees are good, too.
I think it's the whole experience. You have to look at it as big picture here. And I do like it. You know, if you've got some extra money, when you think about it, when you're adding $30 a person on the total cost of the trip to have this unique experience, I do kind of think it's worth it.
You don't have to get to your place early and stake out a place by the lake,
because
by the edge of the fence 30-40 minutes early.
Right. And at Disney, time is money.
I think they should do that for the parade, the Electric Light Parade. I think there should be a special viewing spot for a dessert party so that you don't have to fight off the people. Like, they have it for Wishes, but I think they should try to find a spot for the parade.
You know what? It would be hard, though, when you think about it.
Well, there's really no place to do it.
Yeah.
Although they could do it, like, Tony's area, somewhere over there.
But there are also, well, they're not going to be big enough. I was going to say there's some places where, like in Liberty Square, they've got a small little balcony. But, I mean, that's privileged viewing. It's facing the paddle boat. It's over the silversmith shop.
They could do it on the stage in front of the castle.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are definitely some places that they could put a few people, but they're not going to have that big group convention-y type area.
So that wrapped up our first day. For those of us that actually went, that went to bed, and some people stayed out till 1 a.m. at the parks. Oh, so the next day we went to Cape May Cafe for breakfast. That's the character breakfast, and we've talked about this. I think Lisa and I talked about this before at one point. It's a really good breakfast.
Yeah,
it is. I thought it was good. They had a lot of selection. The food was really fresh. I mean, most Disney breakfast buffets are pretty good. I would put that one up way up there. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Except for those stupid characters walking around. They get on my nerves.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, we have some nice pictures of you with the characters, too.
We'll put those up, too. I don't know how many times I thought about breaking your hands.
I took, like, so many photos, hoping that one, there'd be, like, a smile, but no.
Nothing.
No.
Sorry.
Mindy did very good at smiling.
Yeah.
Every photo.
Isn't that nice?
It was.
You know, Chris, what? These pictures of you... where the hand is in front of your face.
Oh, you saw or the your,
oh, God, you saw this.
Yeah. I mean, is that what you really want us to see and remember and post on the website?
Can I just tell you how much he was getting on my nerves?
I live with the man. I know.
It was really annoying.
Come on, Chris. Take a picture.
I think he had me pose next to a garbage can.
And I just got that camera, so it was like Christmas.
Yeah, it was. Every time I'd see it, go... The little lens cap come off. I'd be like, oh God, not again.
Run.
Well, and it actually, you know, quite frankly, people and at the other agents were like, he's weird. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. I'm totally teasing. They didn't say that. Not right away, at least. Okay. Continue.
Not until near the end. So we went over to Port Canaveral and we got to go on the Disney Dream.
That was amazing. Awesome. Okay, and can I just say, that was a very transformative moment for me because I have never wanted to go on a cruise, but I think when I walked on there, I was like, this is incredible. And it just kept going and going and going until I got to the spa part. And then I was like, oh, I'm going on a cruise because they have these spas. And on top of having a spa, they have like childcare. So that's what I would do all day.
Yeah, that ship was absolutely amazing. We got on, we got to tour all the different staterooms before the guests got on, so we got to see all the different rooms, concierge rooms and the regular rooms, and we got to see the porthole.
That was neat.
So if you have an inside stateroom, they have a porthole that, depending on where your stateroom is, has a view outside the ship, and then about every 20 minutes a little animation comes on. So that was pretty neat.
Yeah. That ship was amazing.
So the porthole is sometimes it's like a real camera, right? Looking out. Yep. And then other times it's like a little cartoon. Okay. Or something. Yeah, that's super cute. The only thing I didn't like is they really never showed us like a room, like, because I have three children. They didn't show us a room that would work for five people.
You're kidding.
We saw a lot of rooms that work for five.
We saw a lot of rooms like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, we kept seeing rooms for four. And I'd be like, is this the five? And she'd be like, no, it's not the five. So I don't really, like, I'm still having a little bit of a difficult time imagining myself in that room with four other people. Myself would be great.
Yeah, there is a lot of rooms.
They have the regular bed, they have the pull-out couch, then the drop-down from the ceiling, and then the drop-down from the wall. That's where the five immersive.
Yeah, I don't think I saw the drop-down from the wall.
But you know what? You can Google that.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the idea in your head already, so this...
Oh, and I'm totally going to do it. You know, it would be hard for me because I'm so into the parks. It would be hard for me to be near the parks and not go, but I think I could do a short cruise and suffer through it.
Yeah, then you can get a connecting room, and then you could have 10, and we saw those also. So that was nice. And then the lounge and bar areas, unlike the Magic and the Wonder... I thought they would be huge because the ship is so huge, but they're nice and intimate. They have like small rooms for, you know, they have like a pink, I think, is a champagne bar, and you walk into a small room that's themed, and then you walk around a corner, and there's another nice little room that's tucked away, and then another one,
and I like that they were all together.
Yeah, there's like the district, I believe, is what it is, where they're all. And the restrooms are just, I even took pictures of the restrooms because they're like all themed for each lounge.
Okay, I didn't go that far.
The restrooms, like the Evolution, which is like the evolution of a birth of a butterfly. And so it's all, like even the restrooms, the stalls are like cocoons where the little door like slides around like in some, I mean, everything is themed to that environment. And then the kids areas are super cool. So we went to, there's like a Toy Story area for the kids to play in the kids club. There's a Nemo area with like a submarine and in there. And then there was a huge dance floor that lights up, and they were having like a dance party in one of the kids' rooms with the characters when we walked through. But there's a bunch of cool, there's a Monsters, Inc. room, but there's a bunch of cool different themed rooms. And even the teen area was like super high tech.
That was great. I thought that was really neat. I thought any kid, even the kids area, the teen area, the kids area, I thought any kid would love to be there like that. They had like a whole separate pool area. Well, I guess it was hot tubs, not necessarily a pool, but with like lounge chairs, and they had like a viewing room called Vibe with the TVs and big pillows. And I mean, I think teenagers would love it there.
It had all the latest stuff,
video with games,
iPod hookups where they could lounge in these weird little pods that had built-in TVs and iPod hookups. And yeah, and then it's, and then they can only get in. Parents can't get in. It's only the teen cards work to get in and out of there. And I think it was, what, 14 to 17?
I think that was it.
Yeah.
And then the spa, like Chris was saying, the spa is really nice. They have all these different kind of aromatherapy-type showers and different steam rooms and saunas and heated lounge chairs and then all the different spa treatments.
I like that they had this, I think it was just three or four chairs all together for getting a pedicure. And then you could see out into the ocean. They had these big, you know, floor to ceiling windows. That would be a nice place to get a pedicure.
Yeah.
And then did you guys see the animated art?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
And the food was good too. Not to sort of segue away from the animated art, but.
And where did you eat?
We ate at Shudders, was it? And the other group ate at
Enchanted Garden. We ate at
ate at Enchanted Garden. See, I think I was at Shudders. I think Steve,
I thought you were at
too.
Cabanas.
I was
Cabanas. You're
was
right.
Cabanas,
I'm thinking of the place at
the picture place.
Yeah, yeah. So Cabanas is pretty good.
Yeah, Cabanas was. I mean, they had like stone crab claws.
Didn't you have
shrimp.
Three desserts that day?
Yeah, I probably had more.
A big plate.
The only thing, yeah, the only thing that the desserts are in a case on that ship.
That's a shame.
I know, so I couldn't like just grab.
You had to ask.
You have to ask, and that kind of limits you, and that's probably why it's like that. But yeah, so like I'll take one of those and one of those and one more of those. Yeah, so lunch was really good too. It was depressing because then we had to get off the ship.
Yeah.
Everybody else is getting ready to cruise, and the aqueduct looked cool.
Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't let me ride it.
I know. And you know what? Now that I've seen it, I would have no qualms about going on it. For some reason, when I would see the pictures like online or something, I'd be like, I'm never going on that. But I was, yeah, I'd go on that. No problem. I was like, and then did we see anything besides that? I don't think so. Oh, they took us to those amazing theaters. There were two. There was a Walt Disney Theater, and then there was the other theater. Those were pretty incredible.
Oh, the Lake Buena Vista theaters for movies.
They had lots of shops. You know, I mean, it's beautiful on that ship. It's just amazing.
Yeah. You don't even feel like you're on a ship.
No. Until you realize that someone as short as me can touch the ceiling in the staterooms.
Well, that probably made you feel good.
I also did.
You know what, though? I have to say, one of the things that I love about the staterooms, there was actually a couple things that I noticed that were different from the older ships. One is that the beds are, there's nothing underneath the main bed area, like the queen bed area. It's all empty under there, so you can stow your suitcase under there, which I thought was a really nice little addition, because suitcases can take up a lot of room, and to be able to have all that space for your closet now, you know what I mean?
And that's where I'm going to put my fifth kid, or my third kid.
Under
it's
the bed.
Brilliant.
And the other, there was two other things that I really thought was cool, and one was when you come in, they take your picture as you're coming in for the first time, and they link it to you, to your stateroom. And when you go into your stateroom and check into your stateroom, on this TV screen, there's your picture from when you walked on the ship, and then it does face recognition. So that all throughout your trip, you can actually look and view your pictures on your TV screen.
Oh, I didn't see that. Well, that's cool.
I thought that was so cool.
Well, they had that feature on one of the cruises we went on, Steve.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I remember. Maybe it was the...
Was it Carnival?
No. It might have been when we were on the Wonder.
Because it was the new ship on Carnival.
Maybe it was.
I think it was. But it was just weird that they had that face recognition technology and they knew what pictures we took.
Yeah, that's what Disney has now. And you can actually view it right on your TV screen.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
That's much better than the
And they still have the shutters.
Method.
Yeah, they have that down there still, but you know, you can do it right from your TV screen and I guess go down and know exactly what you want to order.
Nice.
And the other thing I thought was cool, they have walkie-talkies too now. I guess they're cell phones.
Yeah, the wave phones.
Yeah, that so you can actually communicate with your family members while you're on the
ship. Each room comes with two wave phones and you can text each other or call each other on Castaway K or on the ship.
Don't lose them and don't get them wet because they're about $200.
That's what they told us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob, are you feeling left out like I am?
I'm finding things to occupy my time.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty that Bob can talk about because pretty soon we're going to be hanging out with Bob. So, and
that's
all
right,
the beauty that was.
Bob,
you loved
coming.
Every minute of it. Yeah.
So if you can go on the Dream, it's definitely amazing.
Right, and the Fantasy is looking to be just as amazing.
Yeah,
you know, for longer cruises.
I mean, that's what I thought. I was like, man, if I was only on here for 3, 4, or 5 days, I mean, there's just so much to do. I was like,
you would never see everything.
I was like, man, I don't know if I could only do it for that amount of time. I was like, I got to get on the Fantasy for 7 because it's just, if I was only on the Dream for 3 days, there's just too much. I'd have to
it's
go
like
back.
A tease.
Yeah.
I don't think I could handle it more than 3 days. I have to get off that boat.
So, Chris, I want to know what is the turning point in your perception of cruising?
It's two things. Three things. One, it was really beautiful, and it did look safe. Like, it didn't look like my insane children could go over the edge, so that made me happy. And the second one was the spa. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, you can go in there, get a massage, hang out. And the third thing was actually the fact that I could take watermelon carving lessons. So I wouldn't be bored. I wouldn't be like, okay, I need to do something. Because I think anyone who was on the AEP with me knows that I'm like a little active. I like to bounce around a lot.
Stop. Not you.
So I can't be confined in a place for very long. But the fact that they had classes, I was like, oh, I could, you know, do some of that stuff.
And they have towel folding and napkin folding.
Yeah.
All kinds of good stuff.
I don't think I'd really care about folding my towels, but the watermelon carving would be fun. Or any kind of cooking class. So,
okay, but it's not just folding towels. It's like folding your towels into a monkey and a swan.
Do I strike you as the kind of person that wants to fold my towels into a monkey? Because I am.
Honestly, you didn't strike me as someone who wants to carve watermelons into...
I like to cook, so...
You know, I could maybe see if they had a watermelon smashing class or something.
That might be great.
Oh, like
or one where you could shoot.
A little
that would be excellent.
You know, just nothing but a sledgehammer, a bunch of watermelons.
I could see you doing that.
I totally would do that. Yeah. But see, my biggest fear about cruising was that I'd be bored, and then I'd be bouncing off the walls, but I don't think I'd have that problem. I'm still a little concerned about three children in a stateroom.
No, but see, that's the
never
thing.
Never in the stateroom, Chris.
You're only in the stateroom to sleep.
Yeah, you're never to sleep, dress, and shower. That's it.
Yeah, you're never in the stateroom. So then we moved on to Animal Kingdom.
Did we go to Animal Kingdom that day?
We did. After...
I remember now. Never mind.
And that was like your first time in Animal Kingdom that you actually rode any rides.
That's right. I never have. So we went on the safari, which is extra nice.
That.
Yeah, I just never get over there. I'm a
we
Magic Kingdom kind of person.
We saw a lot of animals there. I've never seen so many animals.
Yeah, the safari, we saw an unbelievable amount of animals. And it was in the afternoon, which everyone says, oh, go first thing in the morning, which I always do. But it was hot and in the middle of the afternoon, and we saw lots of rhinoceros. All
Giraffes.
Yep. So what did you think of Animal Kingdom, Chris?
I really liked it. I thought it was beautiful. I mean, you know, before I thought it was beautiful, but I don't know that the rides are really, you know, other than the safari ride, there's not a lot there for me because I'm a ride chicken. So,
yeah, but there's
a lot of shows there, but we only had like 3 hours of Animal Kingdom.
Yeah,
time, so
that would be great if we could have done that.
Yeah, the shows are great.
And then you have Nemo and the Lion King.
Right. Two of the best shows on property. I think Lion King, you know, and Legend of the Lion King, and I think they rate that as the number one most popular show on property.
I love that show.
I can't stand it. Because I've seen Lion King the musical on Broadway, and once you see that.
I haven't.
Nothing. Okay, yeah. See that, and then you're going to think that show at Animal Kingdom is just moronic. You actually feel your IQ decreasing watching it.
Nice.
You know, I'm sorry, but a guy in a monkey suit, you know, jumping on a trampoline does nothing for me.
Why not?
It just doesn't. And yet, conversely, the Finding Nemo musical with the puppetry and stuff is, I think, is top notch and really, really impressive. And I think has some very, very talented performers, you know, and real performers. I mean, people, you know, working the puppets, and some of them are quite large. But, you know, the singing is really, you know.
So puppets on well a done. Stick work, but monkeys on a trampoline.
Exactly.
That doesn't do it for them. Let me write this down because I want to get it straight.
Yes. Monkey on a trampoline, bad.
Okay.
Guy dressed in spandex, you know, like a fish, holding a puppet on a stick. Good.
Okay. Smiley face next to that. Okay.
Now the best part was we almost got Chris on Expedition Everest, but there was a lightning storm, and they just stopped. And she was like so relieved. And then So then she's like, oh, I'll ride Space Mountain instead. And I haven't ridden
it since. Well, can I just say something, Steve? Because I think I deserve credit for this. I said, if you guys don't make me wait for this, because we don't know when the storm is going to be over, I will ride Space Mountain. And even though I was scared to death, I kept my word, which I think counts for something. Thank you.
So wait, I want to hear what you thought of Space Mountain.
Oh,
no, it was terrible.
It's a family show, Lisa. Oh, you can't hear what she thought.
Okay, let me just tell it so I can own the story. I was scared, and I said a bunch of really dirty words really loud, and some of them were double dirty words, so that not only was I getting the big ones out, I was getting the little ones combined with the big ones out. So I was showing all my dirty word vocabulary at once, except for the last 30 minutes when I was trying not to cry. There, Steve, are you happy?
Yeah, that was it.
Wow.
I should have recorded it.
I'm so sorry.
It was
terrible.
It was unbelievable.
And I was so clearly nervous. I was so nervous.
Was it the anticipation that was horrible or the actual ride?
It was the ride. I was scared to death.
So for any listeners that might be panicking now, I should tell them that, A, the monorail goes faster than Space Mountain
does. It does not.
And yes, it does. And B, Goofy's Barnstormer, the little kiddie coaster in Toontown.
I know that's not true.
Yes. Yes, it does. But Goofy's Barnstormer goes about 26 miles an hour top speed, and Space Mountain goes about 23 to 24 miles an hour. So yes,
she got on and she was behind me. I was in front, and I think Lauren, were you in front of us too?
Lauren was like, who was behind us?
I was in the very front. Dina was,
And all I hear is like the screaming.
I didn't get to hear her.
Oh my god!
I'm so sorry. I missed that.
It was screaming and cussing the entire time, and I was laughing so hard my stomach hurt. And then, like the last 30 seconds, she was or whatever, she was completely silent. And then that's when I started getting scared. I was like, "Uh-oh, now she's not screaming anymore. What happened?
Did she pass out?"
I totally had my head down.
It did not stop. She went the entire time. And then I actually felt bad for like a second.
Thanks.
That's so funny.
I was like,
"Oh
boy!"
But I kept my word, even though I knew that was how I was going to feel. I kept my word. So there. But then
I have to say, Chris, I was proud of you.
Thank you. I was so humiliated. I mean, honestly, then to throw me a bone, Steve is like, what do you want to do next? And I said, I want to go ride Peter Pan. And so we all had to go ride Peter Pan.
Yeah. By the way, thanks, Steve.
But then, and then we also made up for it because we got to ride, dumb luck, we got to ride Big Thunder Mountain during Wishes. So we came, because I'm not afraid of that one. Did I scream during that one? I don't think
so.
No, you were good.
You did that without us?
Yes. Well, I think we had, it was me and you and Jerry, right?
Yeah, yes.
Our adoptive child.
Yeah, so we had some of us do that, I guess, when we split up with you guys. But, yeah.
And I was on, what was I on? Winnie the Pooh. Just shoot me now.
That's why you guys went away with the other, yeah.
Well, I think we initially said we were going to do something else, and we went to
Let me tell you, had I known you were going to Big Thunder Mountain, she'd have been on her own.
Yeah. So that's what we did. It was really neat, though, because we came out and, like, bam, it was like fireworks. So it was really cool. And that made up for my Space Mountain experience for the most part.
I can't believe you guys rode Big Thunder Mountain. You were holding out on me.
Oh, is that the night we jumped over to Epcot?
Then we went to Epcot.
Okay.
Let's talk about
this train wreck. Yes.
Yes. Because that I've been waiting to talk about.
Here we go with
this.
Bob.
Okay. So the monorail wasn't running over at Epcot because it was extra magic hour. So we get to, I don't even remember what we did. Someone else tell the story.
Well,
we had to take a bus.
Yeah, because of the new policy that Disney has put into effect, that the monorail shuts down for extra magic hours. The monorail between Magic Kingdom and Epcot, which gets you there in about 5 minutes, no longer operates late at night. So we had to take a bus. And they shove everyone onto the, well, first, actually, I think we were able to take a monorail to the TTC. I think we were allowed to go to the TTC using the resort monorail. But that's as far as we could go. And then we had to take a bus over to Epcot, I think is what it was. And they shove as many people as they could fit onto this bus.
Yeah. By the way, nice meeting your armpit.
Hey, I can't help that you're just that height. but it wouldn't have been so bad, except that the bus ride takes, I don't know, we left the Magic Kingdom before 11 o'clock, probably 10:45, 10:50. We didn't get inside Epcot and to an attraction until 11:30, because by the time, you know, you take the bus over and you get shoved on the bus and they make their way over and you unload, and they dropped us off at like the, I don't know. They dropped us off at like the furthest possible point from the entrance.
Yeah.
Way, way far away. So it's not practical. It does not work. I mean, we spent like 40 minutes going over there. I don't see it lasting. I said it was a bad idea when they did it. I say it's a bad idea now.
Yeah. I didn't realize how bad it was going to be until I did it. Because at first I was like, so they're going to stop extra magic hours, you know. And then I didn't even think about the Epcot thing, that they were going to not have monorails running for Epcot. And then we got on the monorail, and they announced when we got to the TTC that they weren't running the Epcot monorail anymore. And then we got our fun. And it was a workout trying to stand up in that bus with that many people crammed in there trying to hold on to something.
And it just seemed like a very, very long bus ride.
Yeah.
It did. It seemed like it went on forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and I just, you know, those buses are hard if you're short anyway, because I can barely reach that top rail. And so at least you two, you're very tall. You don't have any problem with that. But for someone like me, you know, I feel like I'm hanging off of it. So, you know, it's a pain to go that long.
Well, yeah, I can see that. It was just, I don't know, it's just, it's just bad. I mean, the way it works out is just bad. It made it almost not worth it, but we did go over to Epcot, and I think we got to ride Soarin'.
Mm-hmm. So, we rode Soarin', and then we just walked back.
Right. And Soarin', of course, and yes, we've got problems with Soarin', yeah. Soarin',
was there, what was that?
Well, and I wrote it later in the week on a different screen, and it wasn't as bad, so we've got at least one screen there that, first of all, has two big, looks like water streaks going down it.
Yeah.
Or like water got into the screen. So you've got two big black lines going down practically the center of the screen. And then the film itself, and even in the other screen that I wrote it later in the week. The film itself is aged, and so you're getting spots and lines and flickers while you're watching the presentation. So I think it needs some refurbishment, in a major way.
Yep. Yeah, that was the first time I noticed that, and I was like, "Where are these giant mildew stains going down the screen?"
I've noticed something like that before too, where you're totally distracted by the screen versus what's showing on it.
And that was and that's the first time I've ever seen that, because normally that's all I focused on the whole time. I was like, "Oh, what in the world?"
It's very distracting. Right.
So yeah, they need to fix that. But then on a better note, and Bob, you missed this. We went to Whispering Canyon Cafe over Disney's Wilderness Lodge for lunch.
That was great.
That was so much fun.
So this is the best part. The best part is when we got there, Chris went to the restroom. And so then the waitress came by and I was like, when this girl comes back, you can do whatever you want. She's sitting in the seat.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, see, you should have never gotten up and go to the restroom. So... But then it kind of backfired on me because then they're like, hey, I heard it's your birthday. And Chris is like, no, it's not my birthday. It's his birthday. And then she's like, no, it's both of yours birthday.
That was really annoying.
No, then she asked me whose birthday it really was.
Yeah, then Lauren just threw us both under the bus.
And I just threw you both under the bus. And I'm like, it's both.
She was
birthdays.
A really good waitress. She had the cutest
accent. I loved her.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God! Remember the cupcake thing?
Oh yeah! It was actually somebody's birthday for real, and they brought her out a cupcake, and then we sang Happy Birthday, and then the waitress ate the cupcake,
and she like shoved it in her mouth,
bite by bite, and then they had like a cupcake fight. It was pretty entertaining.
Sounds like an interesting place.
I want a job like that.
I don't ever want to go there again.
They had the best job.
It was pretty fun. Yeah, so then we had, for our birthday thing, we had to ride wooden ponies around the restaurant.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And the best part was that Chris didn't enjoy that at all.
Yeah. I just, it's really not my thing. I would never go back there and eat. I thought the food was okay. I thought the company stunk. So
hey.
No, I'm kidding. No, you guys all made me laugh quite a bit, and I'll be planning my revenge. That's all I have to say. People were like, "We're putting this up on YouTube." I'm like, "Really? Was that not humiliating enough?"
The best part was we're getting on the bus, and everybody keeps saying "Happy Birthday" to Chris.
Oh yeah, then everyone thought it was our birthday for real. I'm like, okay.
And she's like, "Yeah, it's not my birthday."
Here's something funny, though. And Steve, Steve actually got into riding the wooden pony. I just walked behind actually holding the wooden pony. But Steve, he skipped because I watched it. I thought, if I had a camera, this would be great.
You didn't?
No, and it was fantastic because
Chris had the frowny.
He was riding it and he was skipping.
Chris had the frowny face on and she was just walking around. Like, how much longer until this is over?
That was so funny.
Well, you know what that restaurant kind of reminds me of is 50s Prime Time.
Yeah.
You know, where they... Well, I mean, different, but, in the whole, get your elbows off the table.
I get that. They're like cousins.
Stop fighting and, yeah, no tattling.
A little harassing.
Yeah, they'll put you in the corner if you misbehave. They'll have you stare at the wall.
You know what would be fun? If Bob and Chris worked at one of those restaurants during the same shifts,
oh God,
they'd be totally on each other.
But it's different if you get to pick on other people. When they're picking on you, it's kind of like, hey, go away. But when you're picking on other people, it's fun. So I could totally do that.
And the food was good, Lisa, because in the past I've been there and it hasn't been that great, but the food was actually good. The ribs were good.
If I'm not mistaken,
not my favorite.
Now wait.
I like the entertainment.
You knocked me before when I said Whispering Canyon was at the top of my list, one of those top five restaurant podcasts.
I would still knock you.
Well, no, but I need a little bit of something here. Throw me a bone here.
No, I got nothing.
Because between the entertainment and the food, I think it's a good place to go.
I'm going to come out and agree with you. I think for some people it is, not for Chris Wood. And I am, again, referring to myself in the third person, but it's just not me. But I thought, for other people who like that humiliating experience.
I like that.
See, yeah, I can find other ways to get humiliated. So.
I don't like the food particularly. I like the cornbread.
Ribs are good.
Nah, I'm not a rib person, though. It's okay. It's not my favorite meal. But you know what? For me, it's like Hoop-Dee-Doo. I don't like the food at Hoop-Dee-Doo, but I love the show. And I kind of think Whispering Canyon's the same way. You have the entertainment factor there, and I think that's what you're getting. The food is okay. It's just not,
The food was okay.
It's not the Brown Derby.
The ribs were kind of like the ribs you would get at the quick service in, what's that place in the Magic Kingdom with, in Tomorrowland? I can't remember the name of it. I can never remember the name.
Cosmic ribs.
Yes. Yeah, I thought they were ribs? About that quality. Uh-huh.
I didn't even know they had ribs.
They don't.
Yeah. At Cosmic Rays, they do. They have a rib and chicken plate.
I thought they had sandwiches. Chicken,
no, Cosmic Rays has ribs and chicken, like a combo. I know that because I had it once recently.
I guess I've just never been interested in that. I didn't even know they had that.
I was just in a mood one day when I went in there in May.
They do. I'm looking at it right now. Chicken and barbecue rib combo.
I did not know that. Slap me silly and throw me in the backyard.
I have a photographic memory, so don't even try.
Yeah, you can't mess with Chris.
That's kind of annoying.
It is. You would not believe how annoying it is, actually, because I'll remember everything.
That stinks.
So back to Wilderness Lodge. Did we see a room?
We did.
Yes, we did.
I don't remember it.
We got to see that in Artist Point. We got to go through there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
had your camera out taking pictures, being annoying.
There we go. Yeah, so Artist Point. And I've eaten at Artist Point, but it's been a while. And it was good the last time I ate there, but I haven't been in a long time.
I need to eat there.
I love that place. It's not as pretty during the day. It needs kind of like that nighttime setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of plain during the day. And then what did we do after that?
After that, we went to Bay Lake Tower.
Oh, that was amazing. I was so excited to go in that room.
Yeah, the rooms
That's
are really nice.
That's a gorgeous room. Yeah, they're really nice. And they're very laid out really well. And the couch was comfortable. Because by then I was like, forget it. I'm sitting down. I've been humiliated, mistreated.
And we also did the Contemporary Resort and went into a room over there as well.
Yeah. It was sort of on a lower floor. So even though it was a Magic Kingdom view, definitely keep in mind if you have people going to ask for a higher floor, because that, what was that, like fifth or sixth floor?
Yeah, but it was still a nice view.
Yeah, not for that kind of money. I'd want to be up higher, because I've been on the higher floors and for those views, and it's amazing. You just get way too much of the parking lot.
Yeah, and I thought back to Bay Lake Tower, that was really nice, because we saw, I think it was a one bedroom,
mm-hmm,
and
it was
nice and modern. It's, you know,
ooh,
it's brand new.
The bathroom was nice too.
Oh yeah,
the bathroom was super nice.
Oh, like the bathroom is nice in there. I agree.
Like a jacuzzi tub.
We went to Grand Floridian. Oh, and this is so funny. I don't know if you were standing there, any of you, but Lauren was. So, you know, I'm really obsessed with Disney gossip, and it's like my big thing.
That was in the Contemporary, right?
No, that was at the Grand Floridian because we had gone.
You're right. Yeah. Yep.
Don't mess with my photographic memory.
I know.
So I cornered this one guy who was like a Disney person, as I learned later, fairly high up. And I was like, so what do you think of those fences around the Grand Floridian, or around the spa area? What fences? I'm like, the fences that are covering up. You know, so we went through this whole thing, and he would not admit there were fences there where they're
so
doing
funny.
Construction. It was really funny. And I was like, you know what? You'd make a really good spy.
Either that or a really poor one.
Well, he would not admit that there was any sort of construction going on over there, and that there was a DVC going in or anything. He
was hysterical.
It was so funny because he was totally deadpan. He was like, "What fences?
I didn't see any fences.
I'm like, the ones the bus stopped in front of."
Yeah, they did the same thing with Bay Lake Tower, like 3 weeks from opening. You know, when you could clearly see the building, and they're like, "What is that?" They're like, "What's what? That? You know, what that?" That big building
next
to the Contemporary? Oh, that's a Target. Like, a Target? No, it's not a Target. You know.
Well, every DVC desk we went by, we had to hassle the people and ask them about.
And I had a guy. And I had a guy tell me, he's like, "Well, Bay Lake's almost sold out." He said, "But you know, give it just a little bit, you'll be able to buy at Grand Floridian."
Well, and then I felt really bad because the one girl, she was like a very young, like 20-something girl. She was like, "Well, if I tell you, I'm going to lose my job." And I was like, "Okay, I'm not playing this game anymore." So, because the guy we were bothering, he was sort of funny about it, but you know.
So, what were your impressions of the Grand Floridian?
Well, you know, that's my favorite resort because I'm just so lame. But yeah, I loved it. They didn't show us much else. We didn't see the restaurants or anything like that. It was a fairly quick tour. I think everyone was tired by then.
Yeah, that was our last stop. And then from there, we were running late for La Nuba.
Oh, God, yeah. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Cirque du Soleil, which Chris like didn't want to go to.
No, I was trying to figure out a way to get out of it. Like, even when they gave us the tickets, I was kind of like, how can I ditch these people? You know, as we're walking toward it, I'm like, I don't even want to go. And then, like, about the clowns came out, and, you know, I was like, clowns, I hate clowns. And, but then, you know, like about 10 minutes into it, I'm like, okay, this is beautiful. I could stay here all night. And I definitely want to go again. With different seats, I think.
So, what were your favorite?
Yeah,
acts?
I wasn't crazy about the seats there.
Yeah, it's, the seats you got to get like middle.
Similar to where we were, Lisa.
Yeah, like it's off to we were sitting kind of off to the right, like first, second, and third row. But that's a show where you don't want to be first, second, and third row.
You want to be 10, 12.
Yeah, you want to be back in the middle and back away from the stage because stuff happens above and around and behind and all around.
Truthfully, there's not a bad seat. You can see everything from everywhere. But
I disagree on that.
I don't like when you have to sit with your head up when the trapeze.
The trapeze is what I was going to say. It was hard to watch the trapeze artists.
I think it would be exciting no matter where you're at because it's incredibly beautiful. And my only complaint about it is that it was actually almost too much to take in. Like I wanted to look at the things that were going on in the background, but I didn't want to miss the stuff in the foreground. So it was amazing. I mean, I would go to that any night of the week. It was cool.
Yeah.
There's everyone's doing something at all times, it seems, on those shows. So there's always something to see.
There's like a main act and then there's things going around all around the main act. So like Chris was saying, it's hard to take it all in.
To answer your first question, my favorite stuff was the little girls. They were so darn cute.
Oh, aren't they?
I swear to God, I thought I was going to die from the cuteness. And then the people with the little cloth things, they're like pulling themselves up on the little cloth.
Oh, yeah, the scarves or whatever.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
So the little girls are like little Chinese girls. Mm-hmm. That are like, what are they, like
they look
four,
like they're like four,
five?
But they're actually like seven.
Yeah. And they had those cute little faces and those fat little thighs.
And they're tumbling and acrobatic, and it was amazing.
And then they would give
yo-yo type things that I can't remember what the names of them are.
Yeah.
They're little contortionists.
They weren't really doing any of that. They were just sort of doing like some tiny bit of acrobatic stuff.
Yeah, but they're still pretty darn flexible. I mean, they start doing these little front walkovers in place, and I guess that's not really contortion.
But they're not. They're flipping over each other and catching that little thing.
They're quite agile.
They're pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trampoline act is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite too.
Yeah, I like that.
So, Steve, was that the first time you saw that? You've never been there, right?
No, I've been. But they had, and I've seen all of those acts. The new acts that they had was they have a juggler.
Yeah. I didn't really care for him.
He was okay. Yeah, and then they had the jump rope, which is amazing to try to
Interesting for about 30 seconds, and I was like, okay, get lost. And the guys on the bike were, like, some of the stuff, I thought they could have cut a third of it out. Personally, I could have watched all the, you know, gymnasts and all that, and the tumblers and all that more, I think.
Yeah, the new acts aren't, the handful of new acts aren't as good as the regular old acts.
And I didn't love the music, although I guess it was all live, which is kind of fun. You know, they had like the little orchestra area that was covered up. But I thought some of the music was kind of, repetitive and kind of, I don't know. I'm a big music person, and it just didn't do it for me. So,
but overall, you give it 2 thumbs up?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I wanted to go back the next night. I was like, when we left, I was like, I wonder if I could figure out a way to go back again tomorrow night. So, and that was funny because, like you said, I really didn't want to go. So that was my trip for doing stuff that I didn't think I wanted to do. So
yeah, you did the cruise, and now you're a convert on that. You're a convert on Cirque.
Yeah, and don't even get me started on the bad thing that happened to me with my Magic Kingdom ritual that I didn't get to do. So,
well, now you have to tell us.
I have a ritual every time I leave the Magic Kingdom. I've been doing this since 1987, and I get to the end of Main Street in front of Tony's, or you know, in front of Town Square, and I turn around and I say goodbye to Mickey. And I didn't get to do that this time because we didn't get a chance to go to the Magic Kingdom on Thursday night because of this ridiculous rainstorm. Plus, no one else wanted to go with me. So, and I didn't want to go alone.
Oh. All right. So we'll get to that on Thursday.
Yes.
All right. So after that, we did Port Orleans.
Oh, no. We went to Portobello, which we hated.
I liked it.
That was when we got to meet up with Lisa.
Yeah. So we got we had a big group, and we went to Portobello over at Downtown Disney, and that's the first time I've been in there. It was okay. It was like an average dining experience for some of us, and then I think Chris, a lot of people down at your end of the table, like, were sending stuff back, and
Lisa Ruiz sent her stuff back. Yeah, because I mean, she's, you know, been, she cooks, she's in the restaurant business herself, so she just ended up kept getting bad food. So. Yeah.
And the staff was not bad, but it wasn't exceptional. It was okay, the waitress. And then the food was just kind of like, at least the food I had was like, you know, I had ravioli for $23.
Yeah, but I don't think the service was bad. I think she had a lot to do,
yeah,
and we were pretty darn demanding, especially Bob.
I didn't think we were that demanding of a group. I thought she was an okay server. I just thought overall that place just didn't have a very good feel to it.
Lauren,
I don't know.
I don't think I will go back.
I don't think it's my first choice.
If I do go back, I won't be happy because I was not happy to pay. I'm never happy to pay that much money for pasta.
Yeah.
That it just hurts.
Unless it's really good, like homemade pasta or something, sure, but not something they opened up that was frozen that they threw in, you know, and boiled up.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say what I had was actually pretty good considering what everybody else didn't seem too happy with what they had.
What'd you get?
I had that, bow tie pasta. I think it was chicken.
You had chicken added, though, didn't
no,
you?
No, it came with chicken. It was like snow peas and asparagus and tomatoes. And
someone had, next to me, Kristen had chicken added to her ravioli. That's right.
But it wasn't bad. I thought it was actually pretty good. It wasn't my favorite meal there, but it was good.
I mean, the problem for me was like, I would have gotten like a much better dish for half the price at like Olive Garden.
Yep.
Believe
exactly.
it or not. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I mean,
no, I totally believe that's true.
It was just not that I love Olive Garden, but
yeah.
It wasn't phenomenal. And compare that to like the Brown Derby that we did.
There are better places to eat Italian food on property. I mean, you've got Tutto Italia and Vianopoli.
Which is excellent, yeah.
Right? Vianopoli.
Why did we go there? That place, I don't even know why we went there. Let's never do that again.
Where?
I'm sorry, didn't I say Portobello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But we should experience these things.
You know what? I don't have to experience a lot of things to know that I don't like them. And one of them is Coronado Springs, it turns out.
Well, and Bob, you also said not to go to, where was it at Magic Kingdom?
To the Plaza. Restaurant.
And you were right.
And that ended up being okay.
That was good food, though. I don't think I would do it on the dining plan for dinner,
well,
that's for sure.
And the reason yours probably wasn't okay is because you strayed from the sandwich rule. You know, in a place like that, you get a sandwich of some kind, you'll be happy. But if you don't, what did she get?
I think, not me, Steve.
My problem with the Plaza, I mean, first of all, their menu is extremely limited.
Yes.
For a place that is that busy. But, I mean, I ordered a hamburger, and that's not – I mean, that's pretty easy to cook. I mean, there's not too many ways you can screw up a hamburger, and yet they found every single way to screw up a hamburger.
My hamburger was really good, actually.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I could have used that hamburger as a weapon to, like,
I think the Plaza should be used for somebody who's on the deluxe dining plan for lunch.
Good point. Ugh. That's a good point. If you're not on the deluxe, or if you're in the Magic Kingdom and you're going to pay out of pocket because you have more dining reservations than you do credits, eat there. Especially if, like, one of my clients, in fact, it's funny because I just talked to one yesterday who's making dining reservations for today, and she said, I want to go to the Plaza. And I'm like, what do you think of that? And she's like, it's a really good place to go if you want to get away from all the craziness and you just want to decompress. And I'm like, good point. So,
see, I didn't feel that way at all.
Yeah, I thought it was quiet in there.
My biggest issue with the Plaza was the hostess.
Yeah, we had a problem with the hostess.
The manager, awesome. The hostess, not so much.
I think it's overpriced for what you get. I think the food is bad.
Oh, I don't agree.
No, I don't think it's overpriced.
I don't think it was.
Not...
It was like $12 for.
Yeah.
I think a hockey puck would have had more flavor.
I think you must have gotten it on a bad night. I actually got a really good hamburger, and to me, I would say. But, the price was something like, you know, a Chili's or a TGI Fridays, and the quality was too.
But a Chili's, I mean, every Chili's that I go to is, I would say, you know, consistent probably 98% of the time. Disney's all over the place, you know. And if they are all over the place when it comes to
that's from
their main dining sit down dining restaurants all the way to their signatures. They are all over the place. They're all over.
Well,
the map.
And I think if you're serving thousands of meals a day, you're going to have that.
Regardless,
yeah, I agree.
But regardless, if you're charging $12 for a hamburger or $48 for a steak. Yeah, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent whether a person is eating there twice in the same week or, you know, twice in 1 year. You know, I mean, it shouldn't be a completely different experience from one trip to the next.
Well, everyone at our table who got a sandwich liked it. So, I mean, I don't know about Steve's meatloaf. He was all the way at the other end, but I know our sandwiches were
I do know that we tried to talk Steve out of getting that meatloaf.
Yeah.
Well, see, yeah, because there was just the first thing was the menu was limited, and it was like sandwich, and that was, and there was a lady next to us. She just kept pushing it around like a little kid, and she'd move it over. So Eve, our waitress, came over, and I said, "Well, how many pieces of meatloaf do you get?" Or I asked her if it was good, and she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, that lady over there doesn't look like she's enjoying it." And I go, "How many pieces do you get?" And she goes, "You know, because." You know, it didn't look like she was eating it. And she said two. And I goes, well, she's still got two pieces on her plate. And then the whole time that lady, while we were talking about it, is like pushing it around with her fork and flipping it over and flipping it back over.
Meatloaf is sort of like something that's good at home. It's never good in a restaurant.
I agree 100%, Chris.
No, you can get good meatloaf at prime time. You absolutely can.
No.
Yeah,
home is always better.
I mean, yes, home is always better, but I can say that about any kind of food, you know. I mean,
I don't think so.
Yeah, sure. The hot dogs that I make at home are better than anything you can get at Casey's.
What's with you and hot dogs?
Boy, you're a ball of negativity tonight, Bob.
He's always a ball of negativity.
No, take off your blinders. What is the problem? I mean, just call a spade and admit that they, you know, they are not, you know, this perfect, wonderful, magical.
Do you know what happened to me?
You're ruining it for me right now.
Bob, do you know what happened to me at the Plaza? Literally, pixie dust came out of my ears. It was so beautiful and wonderful. So I don't know what your experience was like, but it was beautiful for me.
Right. Well, I did forget to take your blinders off when I saw you.
I thought
the Plaza was good.
It was okay. I wouldn't go on the dining plan because I wouldn't want to waste a credit.
I don't know. Well, I'm making room for the rest of you because I'm never going to eat there again. You couldn't pay for my meal and make me eat there again.
I bet I could. If I was paying for your meal, you'd be my little princess, and you would go.
No, especially if you were going to refer to me as a little princess.
Well, I was going to say something else, but it's a family show.
Right. And you covered all of that on Space Mountain.
So. Come on, man.
So.
All right. So, but then we did have, this was the only dining, or one of the few that I thought, wow, this was exceptional and I want to come back. So we did the Brown Derby, and except for the same problem that we had at the Plaza with.
Did you just miss our whole Thursday?
I know, but we're talking about food.
Okay. All right. I'm listening.
Favorite topic, Chris. Favorite topic.
Yeah. And I'm really hungry too, because I haven't had dinner.
So we went to the Brown Derby. The only problem was, and it was the same thing at the Plaza, was that we had I can't remember what time we had a reservation, and we showed up 10 minutes early for
it. 5:35.
All right. So we showed up a couple minutes early for our reservation, and it was, and they said, okay, yeah, we're running a little behind. It'll be like 20 minutes. And then 20 minutes went by, and then it was like, I don't know, 30 or 40 minutes. And then we finally went back up, and they're like, yeah, you know, after 40 minutes, they're like, yeah, it's going to be another 45 minutes. So, I mean, at that point, you're like an hour and a half off. And I
was so ready to leave.
Yeah, and I understand that it's not a guaranteed time, but the lady was talking to one of our people in our party, like, hey, and I could hear her, you know, pretty much say, hey, we don't guarantee any time. We just guarantee that we're going to get you in. And I'm like, I can understand not guaranteeing that, hey, you have a table at 5, you know, so you have a little cush to maybe get them in at 5:20 or maybe 30 minutes at the most. But I can't see you, you know, like an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes late. That's just unacceptable. So we had to get a manager. And once we got a manager, we worked it out. But and then from then on, our wait staff was exceptional. The manager came by a few times and was great. The food was phenomenal.
Yeah, the food was great.
The food was really good. That pork chop, I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, you had the pork chop that everybody writes about on the blogs and raves about. And then I had a filet. I think Lauren had a filet.
Yeah, that was delicious.
And then Dina had the mahi mahi?
No, the grouper. The grouper. She had the grouper. She said it was the best grouper she's ever had.
It was absolutely, it was great. I mean, it was worth whatever I paid. You know, I didn't mind paying the $35 or whatever it was for a steak. The experience was nice. Once we got in there, the restaurant's nice, the wait staff, the food, and that's kind of what I expect when I want to go out and spend some money. So that was a nice, because we had heard good reviews and bad reviews for that restaurant.
Yeah,
so
I really needed it, and I'm actually very excited, to be honest with you, that I finally have a restaurant in Hollywood Studios that I like. I don't like the wait, but I like the food.
We even had a good spot to sit in. It was like,
was,
you know, high
spot.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to our schedule. This was another favorite one. Was all right. So we started to talk about this. Port Orleans French
that.
Quarter.
Yeah. Loved
That's
it.
That's my favorite.
I was so surprised at how much I liked that, because after not liking CBR and Coronado, I was like, okay, Port Orleans is going to stink. And, you know, I've been to all the values and I've been to all the deluxe resorts. I'd never done the moderates. And so Port Orleans was beautiful. It was really nice. The rooms were nice too.
We went by the boat launch, that you can take the boat to Downtown Disney. The pool is really nice with that dragon slide. It's all themed real well. The lobbies, I mean, everything is good. And it's like at 1,000 rooms, which is one of their smaller resorts.
My favorite resort.
So now everyone's going to go there, Lauren.
No.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I was really impressed with that place. And now I'm so happy, because now I can tell people what I, you know, give them a better idea of what I think about it.
And then we hit the value resorts. We went to
Pop
Century.
We ate lunch there. It wasn't that good.
Yeah. The lunch at the food court was okay, but that's kind of what I figured, because it was a food court. And I had the traditional food court burger and fries and
me too.
Giant cupcake.
I had a...
Oh, that was actually... I have to say, Steve, that was good.
The cupcake.
The cupcake, it wasn't good.
I had an Oreo cupcake that had two Mickey ear Oreo cookies in it.
And then he was upset because he didn't get the chocolate cake. He got the vanilla cake.
Oh, yeah. Then they trick you because some of them are chocolate and some of them are like regular vanilla cake. And I didn't know that. And I got the vanilla one.
Speaking of cupcakes, though, I have to say I was very disappointed that by the time we got the baby cakes in Downtown Disney, the only cupcake they had was a carrot cupcake.
And that whole display was empty?
That whole display was empty, except for a carrot.
But it was really late. Wasn't it? Yeah.
No, it was after dinner.
That was pretty late. That was like 9:30.
That's when everybody goes out for cupcakes.
Yeah.
Really? I'm not hip. I don't know that.
Cupcake time?
So,
sorry, I had to interject that.
So what you guys think of?
I just had to say, I had the grilled chicken Caesar salad, and it wasn't very good. Oh, and plus there was a kid reaching her hand up in the ice dispenser in there, and I was like, you'd never see that at a deluxe resort. No, I'm kidding. She was digging ice out, and her father was like, knock it off, and she was like, no. It was just funny.
She was stealing ice.
Anyway.
But I thought Pop Century for the resort was nice.
I did too. I love that resort.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The room was nice for that price. The big wheel and all the foosball stuff, the huge props that are around are pretty cool. After that, we went to All Star Music and we saw the family suite.
Did not love it.
You know, I didn't love it either. But then I heard people that were with us were like, this is the best thing ever.
I think the concept of it is okay. I think that we sort of got unlucky and that we got into a room that had some upholstery issues, which sort of put a damper on it. The setup of the whole thing was great. So
yeah, I think the couch had some wear on it. Didn't look real good.
And one of the individuals touring us was not happy about that, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, so there was that issue. That room needed some new upholstery and stuff. And the rest of All Star Music was nice.
Yeah, I mean, the values do what they do really well. You know, they're inexpensive and they're clean generally, and they're cheerful looking.
Isn't movies being redone?
Yes, I think so. I think it is. So,
which is good. Maybe once they finish that, they'll move on to music because I think music needs a little attention. You know, a lot of people stay there, you know.
Yeah, maybe they'll move on.
I think that people should know that every morning except the Disney Dream morning, we did have classes. So it wasn't like we were totally having fun every minute of the trip because we did have to sit there for like, 3 hours every day?
Yeah. Well, that a was couple kind of days.
So then after that, we went over to Blizzard Beach right about when it was about 95 or 98 degrees.
Oh, it was
stayed on the
so
bus.
Hot.
It was, you didn't even go? It was,
nope.
It was really hot.
It was
hot.
Brutal.
It was so, a lot of the days were really hot and of course it's August.
I found it exceptionally hot.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't think it was hot. I just thought it was humid, you know?
I was actually sweating in places I wasn't aware I had.
You know what? I was pretty greasy, and Steve was kind enough to point that out about, I don't know, 300 times. So
that was nice of him.
Yeah. You're really greasy. You're really sweaty looking. Thanks.
Yeah, that's my hubby.
So Blizzard Beach looks like it was pretty cool. I haven't been there in a long time. They have the new things they have these cabanas, which are definitely out of my price point, but every single one of them was rented and they rent out super fast. So they have private cabanas that you can get around the Lazy River in different sections. So they're yours for all day.
Or half day.
Or you can do a half day. I think it was $250 for the half day and $400 or $450.
Goodness sakes.
I know.
If you have a big group, though.
Yeah, it was $250 to $400.
Yeah, $250 to $400. And I was like, wow. But then every single one that I walked by was full. So they don't have any issues selling them at that price.
I was interested in those donuts, though.
Oh, the donuts there are
really good.
They were good. At both parks, Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon, yeah, you get these little powdered donuts, you know, they cook them up fresh, and you get like I don't know, like 10 for a couple bucks, I think it is. Highly recommended.
Yeah, they got us a bunch of donuts to try, and they were really good. Oh, and then, was that the night? Oh, yeah, that was Thursday night. So that's the night that we ventured over to Hollywood Studios?
That was the night of the rain.
Man, aww. It rained.
I've never seen rain like that.
It rained so hard. Well, we got out of the Brown Derby, and it was pouring rain, and we're like, all right, we're here, we're going to do it. And we managed to get over to Star Tours, which was super cool.
It was amazing.
Awesome.
And I wasn't excited about Star Tours. I was like, all right, so it's 3D, and it's just, you know, it's got multiple destinations or whatever. But the film and the ride's a lot smoother, and the 3D and how it's all pieced together, it was super, super cool. And I only got to ride once.
I think, too, that you got the really good one because you've got, you know, the pod race and you got Naboo and everything. Whereas the first time I went on it, it wasn't as good, I thought.
See, and the pod race and Naboo are typically the most common, although I think they're mixing it up a bit more because a couple times this past week we got Kashyyyk and Coruscant, which are probably two of the most rare.
Really?
Yes, Kashyyyk and Coruscant are the most rare.
All I know is the next time I go back, I'm going to be on that thing as many times as possible because that was amazing. That was really fun. It made up for all the bad rides. So,
Space Mountain.
We didn't talk about Chris's time on Tower of Terror.
Oh yeah. So then after. All right. So
that was when I first got there.
I don't remember. That was after. That was already after the Space Mountain encounter. She's like, yeah, I think I want to do Tower of Terror, and I'm like, really?
You weren't like that. You were like, yes, I could torture her now.
I was like, this is not going to end well.
Really? You thought
and
that?
Then, yeah.
I'm,
and then
I'm
when
brave.
When she said the queue line, I was all right. So she's in the queue line, Bob, and she's got that. She gets this thing going on where she's like puts her hands around her eyes. She's got like her hands cupped up by her head, and like this little like 6 year old boy. This little 6 year old boy comes up to her, like taps her on the leg. It's like, and then mom's like, this is his second time riding. And he's like,
and
yeah, it's fine. It'll be okay.
Them.
Oh, then there was like this little, like, yeah, there was just, like this little 4 year old girl who was like, it'll
and
be
she's
okay.
Like, it'll be okay.
Chris, it was like, Chris is like, and you could tell she was getting the more and more nervous she got. And then we got in the ride. And she was like already down, cowered in her seat. I'm like, no, this part's fine. Look.
You
open
were
your
telling
eyes.
Her when to look, when not to look.
I'm like, open your eyes, open your eyes. You don't, the drops at the end. But you did pretty good. You didn't, I don't think you cussed once on that ride.
I did, but that was the beginning.
It was.
But
pretty.
I wasn't loud. It was a quiet one. Yeah, I was okay on that ride.
You were okay on that one. I think
it was, you know, the thing is, I thought it was going to be so much worse. So that was the problem with it.
The drop sequence was like never ending. Even I was like, I was like, wow, this is never going to end. I feel bad.
You know what? Honest to God, I have no recollection of anything after I hid my head. I don't know anything that happened. I mean, you said that
the
I
girl with the photographic memory.
I know. And I thought that myself. I thought, why don't I remember any of this? I have no idea.
Out.
I remember we were moving. Memory. I remember we were moving and then Steve goes, okay, it's going to start now. And I hid my head and that was it. And I don't remember anything. And he said to me, oh, you looked up a couple of times. And I'm like, no, I don't remember anything. I think I blacked out.
That's great.
Yeah, so you missed all that, Bob. You missed all that fun ride experience.
Well, you wouldn't get me on Tower of Terror. I've done it 3 times and that's enough for me. I've done it on both coasts. So, no.
So, I actually took that Bomine, because I like the rides, but they kind of make me nauseous, like that and Rock and Roller Coaster, and I can only do them like once, and I'm like, ugh.
Rock and Roller Coaster is awesome, okay.
So, I took the Bomine stuff, and I got to ride all the stuff pretty much as much as I wanted, and it was worked out pretty well.
You know what I noticed, though, in your picture from Rock and Roller Coaster, your eyes are closed. Everyone else has got their eyes open and they're smiling. You look a little nervous. I promise you that the next time I go there with all of you, I will ride Rock and Roller Coaster.
Wow.
Oh, can we
do you think I can do it? Is that as scary as Space Mountain?
It's faster, you know. I mean, it 0 to 60, 2.8 seconds.
You know what I didn't like about Space Mountain is the fact that it just did that drop thing, and it was just like, bam! That was scary. Like you were going straight down.
You won't
have
any drops
that
in Rock and Roll.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you don't have that.
You do have the upside down, and you do.
I can handle upside down.
Really? I don't know. I don't know if I want to be on that after the Space Mountain encounter.
Yeah, that was, I swear to God, I felt so bad after that. I was like, oh my God, I don't really know all these people that well, and I have used every curse word in the book, and I used it loud. So
that's so funny.
But I'm glad I could make you people happy.
It's all about that.
Yeah.
So back to Star Tours. After we got off Star Tours.
Because I have something to make fun of you about now.
Oh boy.
Mr. Pansy Pants.
I don't remember. But anyways, after we got off Star Tours, it was pouring down rain and lightning. Then the problem is that nobody will get out of the gift shops, and all the rides flow into the gift shop. So we got off of Star Tours, and the gift shop was jam-packed. And it took, I don't know, probably 10 minutes of just trying to get even through the crowd to get to the door.
Yeah.
And then we had ponchos, and we were going to try to get to Toy Story. And we ran, and we made it as far as Muppets underneath some little teeny umbrella. And it was unbelievable the amount of rain that was coming
down. Incredible. I remember rainstorms like that when I was living in Florida. They're amazing. But, I mean, come on, with the thunder, you could have, died.
There was thunder and lightning all over the place. All the roads were flooded. Anybody that was out was drenched.
And Steve is a little bit, and Lisa, I guess you can confirm this. Steve doesn't really like the rain that much, does he? Because he seemed kind of not into it.
It was raining, cold, wet, and lightning.
Jerry,
he's an umbrella guy.
And like,
I would just assume run out to the car and get wet for, if we're going from the grocery store or whatever. But he's always, I'll bring an umbrella just in case it's raining when we're coming out. I'm like,
yeah.
That's kind of, he doesn't like to get rain done.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad.
It was, yeah. And then, of course, Chris and Dina are like running in the rain.
Like,
so we got over to, we got over to Toy Story. But the problem is, we're like, oh, okay, we can ride the rides because nobody's going to be here. But the problem is they all fill up and nobody will get out of the rides. So they closed it.
Yeah.
Because nobody would leave the area once they exited the ride. So it got all jammed up. So then we finally just left the park. And then, of course, the boats don't run if it's lightning, which I which I either forgot or didn't know.
Which really sucked, by the way.
Yeah. So we walked. We got to walk, which we were going to try to do anyways at one point. So we walked from Disney Hollywood Studios back to the Yacht Club on that little path in the lightning and thunder and, of course, that path, parts of it flood when it's really, really, really raining. But
was it that flooded? It didn't seem too bad.
No, it was flooded because I remember you kicking water on Jerry and myself several times.
Well, Jerry, I don't think I kicked it on Jerry because Jerry was taking it like a man, but you were kind of like not happy with the rain. So, of course, that just made me more, like, yes. So, sorry. It was fun. I mean, AEP was totally fun.
It's hard. It's a lot of work. Like, you're tired. But it's good fun.
It wasn't really, I don't know that I'd call it hard. I would call it, kind of like they just schedule you. Like, I wouldn't have done dinner. So many times I would have been like, sorry, people, I'm going to the park. You can have your dinner. I know. I literally got 11 and a half hours sleep the entire time I was there combined. So it was totally worth it. You know what, though? I can't wait to go back to Disney World. I mean, it's so bad. Like, the day I left, I was like, okay, I don't really need another trip for, like, at least a while. And then I was like, okay, I need to get back. As soon as I was home, I was like, when can I get back down there?
Oh, I got back, and I was like, I need a week off.
Yeah. Well, I kind of felt like I needed a week off of sort of maybe talking about Disney. But I certainly, I'm ready to go back,
That wraps it up for this week's show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes.
please send your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Join us again next week here on Mouse Chat.